Welcome to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are queer to answer your questions. My name's Cheyenne.
And I'm Gina.
And class is now in session. This one is about getting back out there after a breakup, something that can be really hard to do. We actually talked about this a little bit with a recent guest of ours, Clara Olshansky. If you want to go back and listen to that episode, they just went through a breakup and we talked about getting on the apps, getting back out there, what to talk about and not to talk about on dates, all that stuff. We also have a past episode with a queer dating coach named Keita Adams. I think that would help you a lot if you are scared about getting back out there, because it can definitely be daunting.
Yeah, it's cuffing season, y'all. You got to get your new boo thang, even if the last boo thang didn't quite work out. So,
what's the longest you've been single, like between relationships?
I think I had a 2-year span where I was technically single, but I'll be honest. And I think this is partially because I'm a Libra. I always have somebody that I'm doing something with, even dabbling, if it's casually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hardly ever without a lover of some kind. So even when I was single, I had like a roster still, you know, a little Rolodex of peeps I could hit up.
Yeah, I feel like I am kind of similar. Like, I think maybe the longest I was technically single was like 2 years with like little like short 1-2 month relationships in there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The longest I've been celibate is 6 months. I know that for a fact, but I have no idea.
I have no clue. I have no idea. What's your like post-breakup style? Like, do you typically need time to grieve, or you like get right back out there? Like, what's a typical post-breakup Cheyenne look like?
Okay, well, just prefacing that I named myself Hot Mespian for a reason. I don't usually grieve. To be fair, like the past relationships I've been in were either like on and off, or like I was already like emotionally out of them before it actually ended. So it was pretty easy for me to move on. But I also do think like I had used that as like a coping thing in the past. Like I didn't want to be alone and, you know, just want to get back out there and talk to people and try and meet someone new or just like go on dates at least. I've definitely had like harder breakups where I had to like take a day or two and just like cry all day and then get back on the apps after that day.
Right.
Cry. Are you the same? I feel like you are.
I'm a big fan of like a rebound. I'm very much the person who's like, oh, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. Like, I always feel like my mind, I don't know if it's like an attention span retention thing, but my process after a breakup is like, okay, you've all these images of this person fresh in your mind, go fill them up with new images. Like, you need to get new things covering it up. So I usually go right back out. But there were 2 times I couldn't necessarily just go, you know, the next day and like sleep with a rando. And that was during COVID, number one, which I was like, I don't know how to have a breakup during COVID. I can't use any of my typical coping mechanisms. Like, what is going on? And then with my toxic ex, I felt if I hooked up with somebody too soon, something bad was going to happen because he was unstable. I was like, God forbid he finds out I hooked up with somebody. Like, I didn't know what he was capable of. And after that point, I was like, so we're not talking anymore because I actually want to focus on moving on. I guess that's my whole thing is like, it's a move on. Like, I'm like, we broke up. I do mourn though. Like, I don't want anyone to think like every time I have a breakup, I definitely like cry on the phone with my best friend for hours walking through like everything they said. Like, well, what do you think she meant by this? And what do you think he said that for? And I'm sure she's like, shut the fuck up already. But I feel like you got to get new I don't know. I think this is very air sign of me to say.
Well, I'm a water sign and I'm kind of the same way, but I do think that it can be almost like harmful to do that. I think it really depends on the person and the context and the type of people you're pursuing. Like before my girlfriend that I met, she was like a serial dater and then was like in long relationships. And then after the one she was in prior to me ended, she took like 2 years to herself to really like get to know herself and what she wanted and like didn't.
How Kim Kardashian of her.
Yeah, she is. I don't know. I don't think I could do it for that long. Like when we first met, she was like, I can't wait to give you a hug. I'm just so touch starved. Like, I just want to hug somebody again. So like, I mean, I cannot, like I said, I've gone 6 months without having sex. I can't imagine not hugging someone in a romantic way for that long. Like I get to, like, that's the worst part about being single for me, I think, is the lack of like physical touch. And I'm not like, I don't like to be touchy feely with anyone. I don't like to be touchy feely with anyone other than like my partner. So like, I don't want my friends to touch me. I don't want my family to touch me. So it like gets hard once you've been single for a while and you're like, damn, like I'm just alone in the world.
I think there's a big difference between like being alone and being lonely. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I would be single, I would definitely like have enough people around so that I wasn't lonely. Mm-hmm. But I really liked and I still, even in a relationship, I really value time to myself. And so I feel like there is a big balance of like post breakup, learning what you need to know about yourself and taking your own time, but then also going out and having fun if that's what you want to do. But I think you make a good point. Like that can be harmful if you're not doing it like safely. Like if you're just like,
if you're like
fucking to forget in a way, you know, it's not like, you know, go have healthy relationships with people intimately. Don't, you know, you have to think about that person too. Like they might not want to be used in that way.
So. Yeah. I think it's good to learn how to be alone, especially if you never have been or hate to be. Like that needs to be interrogated a lot. Do you think there is a too soon to start dating? Because that was a question we got from someone, is how soon is too soon? And I know that you and I kind of both jump into it, but like, do you think it's too soon for us to be doing that? I feel like it really just depends on like all these contexts and like,
Yeah. I think it really depends on why you broke up, who did the breaking up. And like you even said, Cheyenne, that there were times where by the time it broke up, you had been mentally checked out for a while. And if that's the case, I don't think any time is too soon. I think that if you're not like mentally there though, I think there can be like a personal too soon rather than a universal too soon, if that makes sense. So I don't know that there is like one right or wrong way to like say, okay, now's the time. But I also think if you're, and it, you might even try it, like you might get on a date and be like, oh, this was a bad idea. But I think you need to listen to your gut, you know, when that kind of stuff is coming up. Like, how does it feel to be swiping? How does it feel? Like you should be excited. And if you're more nervous, anxious, and want to get it over with going on a date, that's, I don't know if that you're ready, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And I was also thinking it can be too soon when your ex starts dating someone new. I don't think we got any questions about that. But like, I guess it could be too soon if you maybe broke up with the other person or like you're on good terms with them. You don't want to hurt them anymore. Then maybe that can also be too soon to start dating right away.
Right.
Just because it can be painful for that other person. And like, obviously you're not responsible for their feelings and it's your life. You can do what you want, but it really depends on the dynamic between you and them and how all of that plays out. So I guess it could be too soon if you care what your ex thinks about the situation.
Yeah. My ex that broke up with me during the pandemic, I was like, okay, well, I'm ready to get back out there, but like, I literally can't. Yeah. And then when I first did, I didn't want to tell her because that felt like braggy. Like, I don't know. I wasn't going to be like, guess what I'm doing? Like, I was like, this sounds like territory that we don't need to, you know about. And then at one point when we had gotten to like more of a friendship phase, she kind of made a comment like, oh, well, like, when are you gonna, you know, da 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 da. And I was like, well, you think I haven't done that already? And it really like took her back. Like, she was like, wait, you did? And I'm like, do you forget that you broke up with me, bitch? Like, of course I did. And you don't get to have a fucking say about it, considering you wouldn't fuck me when we were together. So don't even talk about who I'm having sex with now that we're not together. Like, absolutely not. But I did feel bad about it afterwards because we were friends, but I went back and forth of being like, it's not her right to even be mad. And then also being like, but I feel bad because I do think she doesn't feel great about it. And that's, I don't know, the complicated thing of living with and being friends with your ex, because we were still living at that moment.
Yeah, that makes it a lot worse when it's like, you're in the same.
She's like, territory. Oh, that's where you were on Friday? And I was like, yeah, that's where I was on Friday. The other part of this question, though, about the too soon, they also asked, how do I find people? But, and I feel like that's kind of an obvious question in terms of like, oh, go on the apps, go to like wherever you'd find regular
people. Go to Hot Mess Hotties.
Go to Hot Mess Being Hotties. But I think in finding people, I think it's very important like to disclose where you're at in the breakup mm-hmm. thing. I always feel it's very nice when people that I had met on dating apps said like, I just got out of a breakup. So like, while this seems really cool, like, I just want you to know where I'm at. And that doesn't mean mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, oh, well then I'm not talking to you anymore. Like, but, yeah. But it's good to know, oh, this is the energy that you're, you know, bringing to the table. Probably not going to jump into a relationship as a result, but like, thank you. So I think if you're going to find people post breakup, you should be honest about where you're at. Even if it is, oh, we had a breakup, but I'm ready to move on. If it's a recent thing, I think that's like something you mm-hmm. should at some, you know, it doesn't have to be the first thing you say, but at some point on the first date, you should
it needs to be said. Yeah. Yeah. I think the queer dating coach that we did the interview with mentioned this, but I think it would be good to get into hobbies or activities that you maybe didn't have time for when you were with your ex or that they weren't interested in and pursue that. And, you know, maybe you'll meet someone organically and it won't have to be through yeah. a dating app or online. And it'll be based off of like a shared connection or experience or community or interest or whatever. I don't know. I don't believe that people are meeting organically in this day and age. Like, no one's just meeting out there.
They are, but not they are, very but often.
Like, I don't think they are. I think they're lying. I think they're lying to us.
I know people who met happened through to me. Work. I don't know a lot of people had like meet cutes, but yeah. I feel like I know people who met from either mutual friends or yeah. work.
Or
that's,
like work,
that's how you meet organically.
Maybe.
I don't even hear that as often. Although I guess my old roommate met people at bars, but
yeah.
Oh, she's
more like if you
want
to hook up. Yeah. And you have to be like very outgoing for that. But like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not buying the meeting in person thing, but like maybe you'll take a pottery class and like the love of your life will be in there. You don't know. Yeah. Like just try shit out.
And you know, this might be weird advice coming from a weird book girl, but if you're not ready to get out into the dating world, read romance novels because mm-hmm. you can get swept up in those stories and
yeah.
you don't have to ever leave the house or swipe on anybody. And so if you're not ready and you're like, okay, it is too soon, but like, I need, you know, a dose you're of like, love.
I kind of have a crush on this character.
Yeah.
Why is my clitoris like, tingling?
Yeah. You can be like, that's the kind of girl I want. That's the kind of person mm-hmm. I want. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's my advice. Read a romance novel.
We got another question which was how can you meet other queer people IRL when you're single and don't have any queer friends? I feel like the best step for that would be to maybe try and make queer friends, and then who knows, maybe something will develop because we love our homoerotic yearning friends to lovers friendship.
True.
And like Gina just said, sometimes people can set you up with other people. So if you
yeah here's
people,
what your straight friends need to do, because my straight friends will do this. When I was in Vegas with my friends, we were at a pool party and they were like, oh, Gina, this girl said she's bi, and I was like, and that's my friends right there, and that's my fucking friends. And I went right over, and that girl still follows me on Instagram to this day.
Wow,
nothing happened, but it was fun to flirt with her. And I'm like, that, no, those are the kind of straight friends you should have, where you're mm-hmm. like, oh, you're queer and attractive. This is my friend Gina, who's queer and attractive. You guys should totally talk. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the straight friends you need, because queer people are everywhere. You can go to the bar, like the straight bars. There will be mm-hmm. queer people there, but they're yeah. not as obvious. And it's not as like, it's not everybody the way it is like mm-hmm. a queer bar. So you need yeah. the straight allies to be on the lookout for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I see more queer women like out at the quote unquote straight bars than at the local gay bar, because it's just so like male dominated, and like sometimes
I'm lucky that our gay bar has lesbians. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not universal. You can't just expect to go to gay bars and women are there. That's kind of like depends on the gay bar and depends on where you're at. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So shout out to those straight friends that are good wing people, wing women, wing
men. Shout out to lesbian bars.
True. And if you want to be really messy in a bar, I used to, I and just was a mess. I'm gonna say was because I don't claim that energy anymore. But I used to just like go up to like random groups of like gay men at the bar and be like, "Do you know any lesbians that you can hook me up with?" They never said yes. They were always like, "No." I was like, "Okay, cool." I don't know if that was just like they don't associate with women, like queer women, or like they were like, "Not you." But I mean, that's an option if you are outgoing.
I have so many gay men friends. It's so funny to me. Gay men love gay women. It's such a misconception where they're like, lesbians and gay men have nothing in common. Wrong. We love each other. Well, so we were just talking about straight people a little bit. So that leads a little bit into this question. Okay, so how do you embrace being a lesbian after breaking up with my boyfriend? It feels like I lost interest/hope. Not sure if it's a common experience to struggle feeling attraction after coming out. I feel like this is very layered. I'm not demi or asexual, so I can't totally speak, but I almost get that kind of a vibe from this comment. I don't know. How did you read this initially?
I mean, I also had that thought, like, maybe you're not sexually attracted to anyone. Maybe, you know, you're grieving the relationship you were in. You're grieving the life you had and the life you had expected to have. And maybe you're not in a place to be attracted to other people or, like, want to have sex or want to go on dates or hook up. Like, I think it's fine to give yourself time and embrace whatever comes. I don't think you should force yourself to like have some kind of attraction to someone because you're like, okay, I'm a lesbian. Like, give yourself time to figure it out and time to meet people and or time to not meet people if that's not what you want in the end.
Yeah. And I also wonder, like, I think change can be really hard in general. So maybe it's just like a big shift in life is bringing on some anxieties that's not making you as emotionally available to date as it could. And I also feel like finding the right label can be important, but also you have to kind of sometimes figure out like what mold is right for you. And so like maybe queer as an overarching term is better as you're figuring out attraction, especially if there is like demisexual, asexual things coming in. I think sexuality overall is really more open than people realize. And so I don't think, I can't speak on whether or not this is a common experience, but I don't think it's ever as black and white as someone being like, oh, I'm a lesbian, so I'm attracted to all women, or, you know, I'm straight, so I'm attracted to all men. Like, you can be straight and have a hard time finding people you're attracted to. You can be anything and find that. So I feel like you shouldn't lose hope. I just think you should be introspective to really understand, like, do you even want a date? Is that important to you? And what would that look like in an ideal world? And then kind of go from there. Cause I think there's more like internally happening than it is about the attraction to those other people.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this sounds like a case of don't jump into it too fast. Just give yourself a little bit of time and figure it out.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So our last question is, how do you date when your confidence is too damn low? I feel like your confidence is pretty high. So I feel like you're not the best person to answer this stuff.
No, my self-esteem is pretty high, I'd say. And it always, I've always thought pretty fondly of myself. But teach us your ways. Don't.
Can we do a confidence episode, actually?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like if you feel like your confidence is low, I really think that should be your focus over dating. And I'm not like, oh, if you're not confident, you shouldn't date. Like, that is so not what I'm saying. But I really think you have more success in dating the more confident you are. Yep. And I don't always think that dating is a great place to be if you're not feeling your best self, because people, especially like in the mainstream culture, can be pretty critical about like what you look like. You know, people will be like, that was a stupid thing to say. And like, I feel like people think it things are banter when they're not. And
yeah, overly familiar flirting. That's like, right? Kind of rude.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of that in dating and like, you know, you think it's like flirty banter, but you're like, okay, that kind of stung. And So I feel like if you, my first advice would be to work on yourself first. If you're like, I'm doing that, but I also want to date while I'm doing that, I think you just need to be really picky about the people that you're gonna date. And I don't want to say like your bar should be higher, because it's not like other people's bar should be lower, but I think like if you're not feeling your best, you got to do extra to protect your energy, because like you don't want to bring people in that could make you feel worse because you are in a vulnerable state. And dating's hard because like you don't totally know all the people that you're exchanging energy with that could be damaging. Like they may, you know, you just can't trust when you don't know them. So I feel like, you know, maybe do a FaceTime or two with the person before meeting in person so that you really know they're nice and they're not gonna, you know, make offhanded jokes. Maybe stay away from people who use dark humor to cope, because that might not mesh well with low confidence. Like, I think it's like kind of, you have to like see who, like, be extra picky, I guess, which again, it's not to say other people should be like less picky, but it's like some people can, if I go on a date and somebody makes fun of me a little bit, I'll throw it right back and that might be fun for us, but I would never want to go and like make a joke with somebody and then have them be like really hurt by it when I'm just trying to like, you know, joke about the fact that, I don't know, their roots are coming in or something like small that, you know, so are mine. You know, I can, if I made a joke like, oh, we both need to get our roots done, and that was someone's insecurity, I'd feel horrible, you know, and it's not a, like I tried. So,
And I think relationships and especially dating when things are kind of like more vague and there's no commitment and it's just like getting to know someone, they can be very like painful. Like it's so easy to take those things to heart or be like, one little thing I do could like make this person go away. Like there's no longevity, there's no commitment, there's nothing. So it's like a lot easier, I think, to second guess and have your confidence be damaged. And I think you mentioned being extra picky, and I was thinking that too, because definitely when my self-confidence was lower, I was not as picky, which led to me like getting in not the best situations or letting myself be treated in ways that I would not, or like just settling for people that I wouldn't normally settle for because I was like, well, that's all I can get. That's all, like, that's the only person who wants me. And obviously, that's not going to be a good dating experience. And like I said, it is a lot better when you are more confident. And even like, there have been people that I wasn't like as physically attracted to, but their like confidence and self sense of self and personality is what like shone through and made them more attractive. So if you like work on that, you know, it'll help other people, and then the dating process won't be as awful, because dating is not like, people don't have fun on most dates. I mean, maybe if
I
like
do, but
you're fun, like
most
if you're
non-air
fun,
signs don't.
yeah, but like a lot of people don't enjoy dating. They don't enjoy, okay, so maybe it's more of like people don't enjoy dating apps, because I feel like that is the algorithms like make you stay on it, and it's just like running on a fucking hamster wheel, just like o doing the same thing over and over. And it can be like very disheartening. And if your confidence is low and you know you keep getting rejected or you keep getting ghosted or whatever, like that's gonna have an effect over time. So I think it's important to like write down like a list of what you want and like what you, I don't know, what you won't settle for, basically.
Non-negotiables
Yeah,
are.
like
That's what my old therapist
non-negotiables.
used to call them, my non-negotiables.
Yes. And then like other things that would be nice, and like try to find people that you notice those things in. And also, if that's something you want in another person, try and embody it in yourself, because you know, then your confidence will go up if you're like doing the things that you like about other people, because then it's like, oh, I don't need that person to cook for me because I taught myself how to cook and like I like doing it now. So I don't know. There are like different things you can do. And I think with time and with growth and healing and all the things, it helps you like develop your sense of self, and hopefully confidence comes with that.
Yeah, it makes me actually, while you were talking, it made me think of the one quote from, I think it's Perks of Being a Wallflower, where it's like, we accept the love we think we deserve. And so even if you're feeling low confidence wise, because that's going to happen, there's going to be dips, you still have to remember your self-worth. And that's the balance that you need to go into dating, because like, you don't want to accept love that you don't deserve. Like, you want to keep, yeah, your standards high, protect yourself no matter how you're feeling about yourself. But I, my, honestly, my best advice is to like, start trying to be somebody, like you said, that you find interesting, start trying to be somebody you want to date. Also, not a great example, but on Love is Blind, the one dad like asked the one guy, like, would you marry yourself? And he, and I was like, I think that's a great question. Maybe not like, I don't know, marriage is one thing, but it's like, would you date yourself? And for me, my answer is like, absolutely. I'm a great girlfriend. I'm a great partner. And I think if you start to recognize, like, I have a lot of the things that I want, I think that can even boost your own confidence. Like,
yeah,
recognizing the catch that you could be, you know, but it is, I think, very much like, don't take in energy that is not deserving of your time.
Yes. Beautifully said.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for getting back out there with us. Hopefully all hearts are mended. And if you would like to ask us questions for future episodes, you can DM us anywhere on social media. You'll find us at Sapphic Survival Guide, except for X/Twitter, which is just at Sapphic Survival. You can message us a question via email, sapphicsurvivalguide@gmail.com. You can leave a voicemail, 724-209-8877. And if you like us, you can watch our Patreon content for some bonus episodes. We release a bonus episode with every regular episode. So go to patreon.com/sapphicsurvivalguide. And you can find me anywhere online at The Libra Gina, including my website, thelibragina.com. And season 3 of Hello, Jersey Shore Recaps is out there. So please go listen, because you need to know where the beach is.
And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mespian on pretty much any social media app. With that, class is now dismissed.